The word of God given to us today is Luke chapter 11, verses 14 to 23. Please turn to page 112 of the New Testament. Allow me to read the words of God. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. When the demon left, the man who had been mute spoke, and the crowd was amazed. But some of them said, "By Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he is driving out demons." Others tested him by asking for a sign from heaven. Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Any kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and a house divided against itself will fall. If Satan is divided against himself, how can his kingdom stand? I say this because you claim that I drive out demons by Beelzebul. Now, if I drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your followers drive them out? So then, they will be your judges. But if I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are safe. But when someone stronger attacks and overpowers him, he takes away the armor in which the man trusted and divides up his plunder. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." Amen. This year is the year of the golden pig, and thus the year of the pig, but the lunar calendar. Pigs get more negative reputation than positive. The Korean dictionary defines the pig in three ways. First, an omnivorous, domesticated, and healthy mammalian related to wild boars that weigh between 200 and 250 kilograms and has roofs, a flat snout, and a short tail. Second, a metaphor used to refer to a gluttonous or foolish person. Third, a word used to make fun of a very big person. Among the proverbs related to pigs, there is a saying, "Even a pig knows when to come in and out of the rain, and so it brings in the litter." The litter refers to the straw and dry grass used as bedding in barns, stable, or baskets. The proverb is used when a foolish and dull person's words are true. It means that a person who doesn't have much knowledge and usually said the wrong things has said the right thing for a change. And we even say that loud and unpleasant noises are like the sounds of killing pigs. When a child doesn't study but eats really well at home, parents rarely say, "It's okay if you're a little scamp as long as you're healthy." Instead, they usually say, "You eat so well like a pig, you should study as much as you eat," which causes the child to lose appetite instantly. However, according to the opinion of veterinary science faculty and researchers, there are some aspects of the pig we have mistaken or confused. Those aspects include the following. First, a pig is not a dirty animal. When we think about a pigsty, we usually think of dirty feed buckets, animal feces, and noxious smell. However, from the pig's perspective, that is an unfair impression. If a pig has enough space, it separates the space to sleep, eat, and excrete. Because many pigs are kept in a small space, the pigsty becomes dirty. And so it will be the same for people as well. If 10 people are kept in a room without a restroom nor a sink, then the room will stink before a week passes as they eat, sleep, and excrete in the same place. Second, a pig doesn't eat as much. People even eat with their belt undone, but a pig does not. After it eats a certain amount, the pig stops eating. Because many pigs are kept in a small space and fed there, they become competitive and race for the feed. Most animals stop eating when their stomachs are about 80% full. But people don't. They try to eat more, even if it means they have to take digestive medicine. Many of the diseases in wealthy countries are due to eating too much. Third, a pig is not dull and is keen of scent. The cleverest animals on earth include apes like chimpanzees, dolphins, dogs, elephants, pigs, and beavers. There is a research article which reports that the intelligence of a pig is similar to that of the chimpanzee. Consequently, a well-trained pig follows instructions even better than dogs. The world's top three ingredients are caviar, the eggs of sturgeon, foie gras, the liver of a duck, and truffle. The best among the three is the truffle. 1 kilogram of truffle costs several million wons, and the most exquisite item costs about 150 million won. This mushroom grows 5 to 30 centimeters below the soil, and sometimes even 1 meter below, so people can rarely find it, and trained female hogs can find it. Apparently, the smell of truffle is similar to the smell of androsterone of a male hog. So when a female hog finds the truffle, it often eats it right away. So dogs are also trained to find truffle as well. Fourth, a pig is an important industrial resource. In Europe and the U.S., pig leather is used to make gloves, shoes, and soccer balls, and pig fat is used to make herbicide, cellophane, chalk, cement, and cosmetics. Moreover, pig bones are used to make buttons and dishes. Pigs are also important for biomedical research, since a pig that weighs between 30 and 40 kilograms has internal body space similar to that of an adult person, surgeons practice with pigs. Lastly, this year is the year of the golden pig. But there is no golden pig. 12 years ago, the news agencies made a big deal out of the year of the golden pig. They were wrong back then, and this year is truly the year of the golden pig. Among the newly bred pigs, there are ones of reddish color and bronze color, but not gold. If a pig is golden, it is actually yellowish, suffering from jaundice. What year of the animal this year is does not have any meaning in our lives. Our lives have meaning when we consider the Lord as the purpose of our lives, and our days are renewed when we completely obey the words of the Lord. Today's scripture testifies about the perspective of people who misunderstood Jesus. Verse 14, Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. When the demon left, the man who had been mute spoke, and the crowd was amazed. There was a person who could not speak because of a demon, and he could finally speak after Jesus drove out the demon. This person was not born with speech impairment, and instead had suddenly become mute at a certain point of his life because of the demon. The New Testament has four Gospels. The Gospel of Matthew, Mark, and Luke are referred to as the Synoptic Gospels, meaning that they describe the life of Jesus in a similar perspective. The Synoptic Gospels were written around AD 60, but the fourth book of the New Testament, the Gospel of John, was written around AD 90. Thus, the time difference between the Synoptic Gospels and the Gospel of John is about 30 years. From today's perspective, 30-year difference around 200 years ago or 2,000 years ago is not a long time period. But considering that the early church began after Jesus' resurrection around AD 30, 30 years of 60 years is a considerable amount of time. In the future, year 2319, 300 years from now, the time period between 2005 and 2035, 30 years in duration, will be considered as merely the early years of the 100th anniversary Memorial Church. But for us, living in the current age, every year is new and different. To people living 2,000 years ago, early changes that occurred in the church must have been extremely dynamic. Consequently, the Gospel of John was written in a perspective different from the Synoptic Gospels, which approximately was written in a 30-year time difference. So it is also referred to as the fourth gospel. There are many differences between the Gospel of John and the Synoptic Gospels, and today we will consider three of them. First feature is that the Gospel of John records that Jesus' public ministry lasted 3 years. Jesus' public ministry, as described in the Synoptic Gospels, seems to have lasted a year. It begins with how Jesus fasted for 40 days in the wilderness, became known to people, performed many miracles, and declared the good news about the kingdom of God. In the beginning, the approval rate for Jesus increased dramatically. The miracle of 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, which is described in all four Gospels, involved 5,000 men that had gathered. If we count women and children as well, there would have been at least 10,000 people. This was the case even though it occurred in the plains of Bethesda, not in the middle of a city. Jealous Pharisees avoided Jesus, and the teachers of the law hated Jesus, which led Jesus to the death on the cross, who later also resurrected. 1 year is too short of a time period for all of this to have taken place. However, in the Gospel of John, Passover, the Jewish feast, appears at least 3 times. That is how we came to know that Jesus' ministry lasted at least 3 years. This is one of the greatest contributions of the Gospel of John. The second feature is that the Gospel of John emphasizes that faith is action. So while the Gospel of John emphasizes faith, it is not described as a noun, but as a verb for about 100 times. This emphasis was due to the fact that while Christians professed their faith, some had received false teaching, such as Gnosticism, which asserted that the spirit is good, but the flesh is evil. Thus, even though the early church had been only about 60 years old, there were many Christians whose lives and faith were not united. Thus, Apostle John emphasized that to live by faith is to live by the word. The third feature is that in the Gospel of John, stories of people who were possessed by demons do not appear even once. Except for mentioning that Jewish people who were jealous of Jesus and tried to persecute him falsely accused Jesus as demon-possessed, the word demon, which appears so frequently in the Synoptic Gospels, is not used in the Gospel of John. In the Synoptic Gospels, the story of Jesus driving out demons appears 30 times. But the Gospel of John describes several miracles that are not written in other Gospels, such as turning water into wine, healing a sick person who was laid down for 38 years, and even bringing back Lazarus after 4 days since his death and when his body had already begun to smell from decay. And yet, nothing is written about Jesus driving out demons. Would have it been because there was not even a single person who was possessed by demons after Jesus returned to heaven? At the time, people were very sensitive regarding demons, so if something didn't go well, they blamed it on demons. People also thought demons densely occupy the air, amounting to about 7.5 million demons. Moreover, people thought 1,000 demons are on each side of a person. They also believed that the main role of demons was to tempt people, and that they enter people by attaching themselves to food and entering people's bodies while people eat. These demons were thought to cause people to become blind, suffer leprosy, suffer heart conditions, and many other diseases. For us, in the current era, such thoughts and faith seem very ridiculous, but people living at the time firmly believed that was true. So, people who thought they were possessed by demons underwent operations to make a hole in their heads so that the demon would leave through the hole. There was no anesthesia nor sophisticated surgical equipment at the time, so just thinking about making a hole back then is horrible. People were that afraid of demons at the time. The reason why John did not write about demons as he wrote the gospel is to tell that Jesus Christ is the eternal God since the creation. And John emphasizes that Jesus came to this earth to inform that if anyone is in Jesus Christ, a demon cannot take over that person. It is improper to blame all negative things that occur in our lives on demons or the devil, but it is also improper to think that demons or devil do not exist. Of the many strategies of the devil, the one that has successfully been implemented even now is to hide its existence. All things are considered to have happened by coincidence or psychological phenomena. Many people think that the reason why they cannot live a life of faith is because of their laziness, and that they can control their lives by eagerness. However, the thought that the condition of the heart depends only on your volition and ability is delusional. The thought and the heart to serve the Lord and the obedience to follow through is a special grace of the Lord, and thus it is a matter of spiritual realm, not just our own will. However, it is rare for demons to possess someone. If that happens, it is because there's something that God wants us to know. In the book of Job, the devil wanted to make Job into a loser, so with the permission of God, it took away everything he had. However, God did not allow the devil to take hold of the spirit of Job. It is the same for us. Satan and its subordinates can try to tempt us to commit sin, and we may be fooled into their play. However, that is due to the fact that we are under the influence of sin, but it does not mean that the evil forces can totally separate us from God. God does not allow us out of the ordinary to become possessed by demons. The demon in today's scripture is described as the one that was mute, a demon that cannot speak. It is hard to understand the expression that a spiritual being, the demon, has language disability, but that is what the Bible testifies. What we have to pay attention to more in today's scripture is that when a mute demon occupies a person, the characteristic of the demon is depicted also in that person. Although we have to share the gospel with our words and with our lives, if we cannot speak whenever we try to share the gospel, and even given up living such a life, then it may be a spiritual problem, not just a problem of will. In the Bible, the word most frequently used to describe ghosts is dirty. Thus, Satan tries to lead our thoughts and lives towards ugly and lousy places. Hiding how awful the result of such thoughts can be, we are led to enjoy the pleasure of the moment. There are countless people that are led to such places regardless of age, young and old. The age of 30 is called irip, according to Confucius. This word means to lay down the foundation. But if you start working in a company you wanted to go, or start a business you wanted, did your life go as planned? If you make a plan, could you live accordingly? There are so many people who waste time even after setting goals. The age of 40 is called Burhok, meaning that thoughts, feelings, and value system are well-founded. Is that truly so at age 40? No. People are swayed by all kinds of temptations if they do not have proper thoughts, attitude, and mind. And the age of 50 is called 지천명, meaning that a person knows the will of heaven. Is that so? As we live a life of faith for a long time, we get to learn more about the Bible and also more about God. But if we do not have proper mindset, it is also an easy period in life to become the ugliest and the most gluttonous towards our children and about our later years. The age of 60 is also called 이순 because a person has gained experience and knowledge, so the person has matured and is amicable. Thus, it is easy to understand someone else's opinions. Although I have not reached that age, it is also easy to forego the proper value system that you have lived by and give in to the servant of feelings and sentiments. Jesus referred to the society he lived as a wicked and adulterous generation. What would Jesus say about our society in the 21st century? Satan continues to thwart Christians from living faithfully. It tries to take us to lousier places and stay there. It makes us to forget that such a place is a spiritual pigsty by indulgence. So countless people have fallen into that place. When the Lord drove out the mute demon, people reacted in the following ways. Let's look at verses 15 and 16. But some of them said, "By Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he is driving out demons." Others tested him by asking for a sign from heaven. We have looked closely into the meaning of these verses last time. But those who criticized and ridiculed Jesus were Pharisees according to the Gospel of Matthew and also the teachers of the law in the Gospel of Mark. Pharisees and teachers of the law, they were not people who did not know God. They were people who served the Lord with eagerness. Pharisees were people who had determined to devote their entire life to God, and there were only about 6,000 of them in Judea. The teachers of the law usually copied and taught the Bible. The Bible occupied their lives to the point that they knew how many words were in the Bible. When Jesus was born, the Magi's visit disturbed the royal palace in Jerusalem. King Herod asked teachers of the law, "Where will the king of Jews be born?" And they answered by quoting the book of Micah in chapter 5, verse 2, and answered, "Bethlehem." At the time, the Bible did not exist as one book, and it was not divided into chapters or verses. And yet, the teachers of the law answered exactly. So the Pharisees and teachers of the law thought they knew God and the words of the God. They were considered to be teachers and people who lived out the law. But they did not know what is important, the Messiah. Jesus replied to such attitude of the Pharisees and teachers of the law in verse 17. Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Any kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and a house divided against itself will fall." Pharisees and teachers of the law did not know Jesus, but Jesus knew them and their wickedness in their hearts. After they saw the mute person speak, they knew that if they acknowledged it as the work of God, then they would have to also acknowledge Jesus. Moreover, it also proves that themselves, who were against Jesus, were wrong. So they tried to argue that Jesus is not right. Jesus, that they knew, was the poor carpenter from Nazareth. But there's one more important aspect in verse 17. Jesus says to the people who are against Jesus and ridiculed him that Jesus knows their thoughts. The Greek word for to know is eido, and the meaning is closer to seeing. It is important to see because seeing is knowing. Saul, who was sure that he knew God and the Word of God better than anyone, was headed to Damascus to imprison more Christians. At the time, the resurrected Jesus visited him. After meeting Jesus, who was brighter than sunlight, Saul was blinded. So he was led by someone else to Damascus. After 3 days, a disciple named Ananias visited him and prayed for him. The situation at the time is testified in Acts chapter 9, verse 18. Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. Scales that were covering Saul's eyes literally mean the skin of fish and also the snake skin. If the lenses of glasses are covered with fish skin, then how could you see the world properly? And the word see again also means to look above. Only after scales fell away from his eyes, Saul could be freed from the cage of the self and realized that Jesus of Nazareth, who he had rejected so fervently, was indeed God, and that God sees him and knows him. After then, he could live the rest of his life by spending each day to seek Jesus Christ and above. Today is the New Year Sunday. We also had scales in our eyes and looked at the world. We thought that what we know is everything and that what we see is all proper. But the Lord came to us by knowing us and took off those scales. Let us be built together in the Lord, who took away the scales from our eyes. As much as we are built together, our lives will be different from before. As much as our church members are built together, our church will be renewed. As much as we are built together with Korean churches and the Korean society, Korean churches and the Korean society will be purified and become brighter. At that time, the year 2019 we live out will be a new day and a new year every day. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for visiting us who did not even know that we had scales in our eyes and getting rid of those scales so that we could open our eyes to eternity and live with the hope of seeking heaven. For those who have not met Jesus or those who cannot believe that God opens our spiritual eyes, please grant them the grace of enlightenment. May we not be frustrated from sharing the gospel due to the trick of the demon, similar to the person who could not speak due to the mute demon. Instead, may we testify the Lord with our lives. Moreover, help us to not live a life led by desires or secular values. We hope to live each day by the power of God, who is greater than this world. Thank you for giving us the motto, being built together to our church this year. And the Lord, may each of us live as temples by the power of the Holy Spirit. And may we all live in the grace of being united into a dwelling. As we are built each day, help us to look at the world and people with your perspective and your heart. May we see the sun in cloudy days, death in our lives, and life amidst death. And so, may each day of our lives become a new day and a new year. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.